Good morning, everyone.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
Welcome to our first only online service.
欢迎大家来到我们第一次在线上的聚会。
I hope you all are doing well at home.
我希望弟兄姊妹在家里面，大家都身体都好好的。
And although I'm sad that we don't get to meet in person, I'm glad that at least we get to see each other online.
虽然我们没有办法能够在教会当中聚会，但是我很高兴能够在线上与弟兄姊妹聚会。
Amen. It is good that we may be able to hide ourselves in the cleft of God this morning.
盼我们今天早上能够因着神，叫我们能够藏身在主的怀里。
And we know that no matter what storms rage in our lives, we are safe and secure in God's arms.
我们知道，不论我们的生活当中有多大的起伏，我们都能够在神的怀里面得到安息。
This morning, I want to turn to God's Word and I want to look at James chapter 1.
今天早上我们要一同来读神的话语，我们今天一起来看雅各书第一章。
So if you could turn to your Bibles to James chapter 1, verse 1.
我们一同能够打开圣经雅各书第一章第一节。
James chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 8.
雅各书第一章第一节到第八节。
James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among nations, greetings.
做神和主耶稣基督仆人的雅各，请赏祝十二个支派之人的安。
Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds.
我的弟兄们，你们若在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
Because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance.
因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐。
Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault. And it will be given to him.
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐于众人，也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind.
只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。
That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord.
这样的人不要想从主那里得什么。
He is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does.
心怀二意的人在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。
In our current situation, this is the passage that I thought of first.
当我们现在经历过这样的环境的时候，这是我所能想到的第一处的经文。
And I feel that James has a lot to tell us this morning.
所以我心里想说，雅各他其实有很多的内容要跟我们说。
Of course, as we look at this passage, the first question we have to ask is, which James?
当然，当我们读这段经节的时候，我们的第一个问题可能会问说，这个雅各是谁？
The Bible lists many different James.
因为圣经里面其实有很多个雅各。
There's at least James the Apostle.
所以至少我们知道有使徒雅各。
Son of, a brother of John.
我们有约翰的兄弟雅各。
And then there's James, son of Alphaeus.
还有 另外一个弟兄的兄弟雅各。
And then there's James, the brother of Jesus.
然后就是耶稣的兄弟雅各。
This we can be sure is the brother of Jesus.
所以这个雅各其实就是耶稣的兄弟雅各。
It may be strange for some of us to think that Jesus had many siblings.
所以我们可能听起来有一些奇怪，其实耶稣他有很多的兄弟姐妹。
Whenever we think about Jesus, we always think of just Jesus and Mary and Joseph, and that's it.
因为我们常常想到耶稣的时候，我们所能想到的就是耶稣、玛利亚还有约翰就没了，约瑟。
But the fact is that Jesus had, the Bible records, many brothers and at least one sister.
但是其实在圣经里面我们看到耶稣他有很多的兄弟，并且至少有一个姐妹。
And while Jesus was alive and doing his ministry, his siblings did not believe that he was the Christ.
当基督仍然活在世上的时候，我们知道他的兄弟姐妹其实并不相信他就是基督。
And it wasn't until after Jesus was crucified, died, and rose again that some of his siblings believed.
直到耶稣从死里复活的时候，他的一些兄弟姊妹才相信他是基督。
Actually, we don't really know about his other siblings, but we do know about James.
其实我们并不晓得他其他的弟兄姊妹怎么看，但是我们知道这位雅各他相信。
In 1 Corinthians 15 verse 7,Paul records that Jesus made a special appearance to James after the resurrection.
我们知道在哥林多前书的时候，耶稣他在死里复活以后，向他的兄弟雅各显现。
And Paul lists this James as being the leader of the church at Jerusalem.
并且圣经里面提到他是耶路撒冷教会的属灵领袖。
In history, he was known as James the Just.
其实在历史上面，我们也称他为义者雅各。
And this was because of his great righteousness and piety.
这乃是因为他十分的公义并且虔诚。
In fact, it's said that his knees resembled the knees of camels.
其实他的膝盖传说就像那个骆驼的膝盖一样。
Because he spent so much time on his knees in prayer.
因为他经常跪着向神祷告。
And so this is the James that is writing this letter.
所以这就是那位雅各他写的这本书。
But yet to establish his authority to write this letter, he doesn't say that he is the brother of Jesus.
虽然他是耶稣的兄弟，但却不以这个作为他的抬头来写这本书信。
He claims as his greatest authority that he is a servant of God.
这边乃是说到他是耶稣的仆人。
And he is a servant of Jesus Christ.
他是耶稣基督的仆人。
It's fascinating.
这不是很吸引人吗？
And so he writes this letter, and he writes to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations.
他写这封信来是写给散住十二个支派之人。
Now you remember that James is the leader of the church in Jerusalem.
我们知道雅各他是耶路撒冷教会的领袖。
But in the early church, there was a lot of persecution.
其实在教会的初期的时候，教会经历很多的迫害。
So starting with the death of Stephen, a lot of the church was scattered outside of Jerusalem.
所以从一开始的尸体房被害，那个时候教会就开始散到其他地方去。
And so James makes this connection with what happened in the Old Testament.
所以雅各就在这边好像描述回去旧约时候的一个状态。
So that word that he used in the English is scattered.
所以在这边英文用的字散住。
It's the same word, it's the word diaspora.
这个散住其实 与旧约当中用到的这个离散的犹太人是同一个字。
And it's what is used in the Old Testament to describe God's promises if his people do not stay obedient to his word.
所以这边是描述到在旧约的时候神给以色列人的应许当他们不听神话的时候会发生的。
God says that if my people are not obedient and they disobey me, they will be scattered to the nations.
神说当神的百姓不听不顺服神的时候那么神的百姓将会被分散到世界各地。
They will be dispersed.
他们将会被分散。
And this finally happens with when the Assyrians and the Babylonians come in and exile the people of God.
所以这个就在亚述帝国和巴比伦国他们掳掠以色列人的时候把他们掳掠到各地的时候的情形一样。
And this is called the Jewish diaspora.
这个就被称为离散的犹太人。
Now what's happening in the early church in James' time, he feels is something similar to this.
而在教会初期的时候，在雅各的那个时代，他发现当时的教会也有类似的情形。
Not because of disobedience, but actually because of obedience.
当然不是因为他们的悖逆，乃是因着他们的顺服。
That God's people, his church, has been obedient to his word and faithful and not being faithless to God's command to be witnesses for his name.
所以那个时候的教会他们因着顺服神的话语他们不愿意失掉信心乃是要成为在世界各地成为神的见证。
And because they keep on proclaiming Jesus Christ, they are now persecuted by the Jewish leaders.
因着教会当时他们一直宣扬耶稣基督的名，因此当地的长老们就开始在迫害他们。
And because of this persecution, much of the church has needed to flee Jerusalem.
所以因着这样的逼迫，所以当时的犹太人就需要离开耶路撒冷。
So James is writing this letter because a lot of his church is not with him.
所以雅各他写这份书信正是因为当时有很多的犹太人很多的基督徒没有办法跟他同在一处。
The church is a church that is separated.
所以当时的教会虽然是一个教会却是分散的。
And the contents of his letter reflect his concerns as their pastor.
所以当时他的这封信乃是反映出他作为牧长对他教会的一个关爱。
What does James want to share with his flock that are away?
所以他到底在这封书信里面为着这些分散的羊群他要跟他们分享什么呢？
And so I felt this was very much like our situation today.
所以这个其实我想也跟我们今天所遇到的情形也十分的相似。
We are no longer a church that can meet all together in one place.
我们不再是以前那样可以一同的在教会里面聚会。
And even though we haven't moved physically, we are a church that is separated.
所以即使我们实质上面仍然是一个教会但是我们却是分开的。
We are a church that is in dispersion.
我们乃是一个分开的分散的教会。
And so I want to look at the beginning of James this morning and find out from James, what do Christians that are separated in dispersion, what do we need to hear?
所以我们想要借着雅各书今天来一同学习对于像我们这种分开的这样的教会我们应当要学习怎样的功课。
So let's look at verse 2.
好我们一同来看第二节。
Verse 2 says, Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds.
我的弟兄们你们若在百般试炼中都要以为大喜乐。
Now this sounds almost crazy.
其实当我们读这节经文的时候会觉得啊，这个有点不可思议。
Another way of rewording this verse is, be very glad when you face all kinds of hardships.
如果我们用另外一个方式来表达这句话的话，也就是说，当我们面对百般试炼的时候，我们要开心，要高兴。
If you turn on the news, no one is saying, wow, I am so glad that this virus, that this situation is happening right now.
我想当我们打开新闻的时候，没有人会因着现在在世界上面的这个疫情，他会觉得说，哇，我好开心，我好高兴。
But yet James says, consider it pure joy.
但是雅各却说要以为大喜乐。
That word consider or account means to take trials as something that's pleasant, even if they're not pleasant in and of themselves.
这边的以为或者算数乃是说到，虽然说我们正在经历这些不能叫人愉快的试验，但是我们却当它是愉快的，是喜乐的。
In other words, James is telling us to change our attitudes towards trials and hardships that we face.
言外之意，雅各希望我们在各样的试炼和艰难当中要改变我们对他的心态。
Now imagine you were to make two lists.
所以请大家想象一下，如果你现在要列两个清单。
And on one list, we want to put everything that we enjoy.
所以其中一个清单呢，你列下去的东西都是你喜欢做的事情。
And on the other list, we want to put things that we don't enjoy.
而另外一个清单呢，你放进去的东西都是你不喜欢的。
I'm sure all of us would put trials and hardships and suffering on the list that we don't enjoy.
我想如果我们把试验和艰难放的话，应该会放在那一个我们觉得不开心、不高兴的那个清单上面。
Yet what James is saying in verse 2 is to take trials and sufferings off this list and move it onto your other list.
然而雅各他的意思是要把试验和艰难从这个不高兴、不开心的这个清单放到另外一个清单上去。
To reclassify your trials and your hardships.
来是让我们重新来看待我们所经历的试验和这些艰难。
Well, obviously, James has to have a good reason for doing this.
当然雅各这么说，他必须要有他一个很好的理由。
James is not just enjoying hardships because he likes hard times.
当然雅各他在试验当中、艰难当中以为大喜乐，不是因为他真的喜欢这些艰难。
He gives us reasoning in verse 3.
第三节他就告诉我们原因。
Because you know that the testing your faith develops perseverance.
因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐。
We rejoice not because we enjoy the pain and hardship, but because of what they produce in our lives.
我们在试验和艰难当中有大喜乐，并不是因为它本身，而是因着它所产生的结果。
And so verse 3 describes what happens when our faith, our belief in Jesus, goes through these trials and hardships.
所以第三节就告诉我们，当我们的信心经过试验和经过试验的时候，会发生的一些情况。
James says that when your faith goes through these times, perseverance is produced.
雅各说到，经过这些试验，就生忍耐。
Now, what exactly is perseverance?
忍耐究竟是什么呢？
In our daily lives, perseverance is usually a characteristic you have when you stick through something.
所以当人一般来说，我们以为它就是我们能够坚定的能够固定在某一件事情上面的时候。
So it describes if you're going through if you have a rough job.
就比如说，如果你有一个很麻烦的工作
Either if you have a difficult boss or just the work itself is hard.
或许你有一个不是很好对付的老板，或者你的工作本身就很难。
If you keep at it, you are developing perseverance.
所以当你一直保持的去做它的时候，你就开始出现忍耐。
And this is the same with, you know, say chores at home or even parenting.
所以这个就好像在家里面所做的一些事情，包括为人父母也是一样。
Or keeping up with a sport or a hobby.
或者你要保持的你自己的一些兴趣爱好，一些运动也是一样。
Going through all these things requires perseverance.
因为你想要经过这些事情的时候，这些爱好的时候，就会产生忍耐。
So what is perseverance when it comes to faith?
那么忍耐对着我们的信心又意味着什么呢？
Well, in the New Testament, perseverance is the characteristic of someone who is not swerved from his deliberate purpose and his loyalty to faith and piety by even the greatest trials and sufferings.
在圣经里面，其实它是用来描述一个人的性格，即使是在最大的试验还有难处中间，他仍然不改变他既定的目的和对虔诚信仰的忠心。
This is the product of trials in our lives.
这个正是我们生命当中所经历过的试验而产生的结果。
And this is why we are to consider something that would normally we would consider worthless, now in Christ we are considered to be of great worth.
所以这正是我们本来以为没有价值的，但是却因着在基督里却产生的价值。
One commentator said this, the battle-tested soldier, the heroic warrior for the faith is highly valued.
久经沙场的士兵并且信心的勇士是大有价值的。
Or to change to a more accurate metaphor, the tempered metal is more precious than the raw material.
更准确的来比喻的话，锻造过的金属要比它的原料要来得更加贵重。
So says James, testing does a service for the Christian, for the virtue of fortitude comes out of the process, however slow and painful it may be.
所以雅各在这边说到，试验是为着信徒服务的，要叫人经过之后有不屈不饶的品格，不论过程多么的缓慢和痛苦。
So as we go through these trials and hardships, this great virtue of perseverance is developed in our lives.
所以当我们经历过这些试验的时候，这种不屈不饶的品格就开始在我们的生命里面出来。
And he says in the beginning of this verse, it says, because you know.
所以在这一节的一开始他就说到，因为知道。
Of course, the biblical word know is not just information.
当然在圣经里面，我们讲到这个知道这个字的时候，它指的不仅仅是你对一些信息的了解。
When the Bible says know, it's talking about experience.
当圣经讲到知道的时候，它乃是讲到经历。
So we experience this in our lives.
这个是我们在生活、生命当中可以经历的。
Those times that we grow, those times that we develop perseverance, are not those times that we're nice and comfortable.
当我们的生命当中能够产生忍耐这个品质的时候，应该不是我们生命当中处于舒适状态的时候。
We know by experience, it's been those times that are hard.
根据我们的经验，我们就知道应该是当我们经历过一些艰难时期的时候。
Verse 4 says, perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
第四节，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
But perseverance is not the end result.
但是这个忍耐它其实并不是最终的结果。
That's not the goal we're aiming for.
这也不是我们的目标。
So James says, it must finish its work.
所以雅各说，但忍耐也当成功。
That means as we go through these trials, perseverance is developed.
也就是说，当我们经历过试验的时候，这个忍耐它就产生了。
But perseverance must continue to work in our lives.
但是这个忍耐必须持续的在我们的生命当中进行。
So he uses this word must, it's an imperative.
所以在圣经里面他用也当成功，英文里面是必须成功。
In other words, if we cut off the work of perseverance, we are not going to reach the final goal.
也就是说，如果在我们的生命里面没有这个忍耐的话，我们就没有办法到达我们最终的目标。
It would be like running a race and you persevere a little bit, but if you don't persevere all the way to the end, you don't get the prize.
也就是说，就好像我们在赛跑的时候，如果我们只是中间一段时间我们忍耐的话，那么你就没有办法拿到奖品。
So what is the final goal that perseverance is going to work in our lives?
所以那这个忍耐它最后的目标究竟是什么呢？
James says that final goal is perfection.
这边雅各说到忍耐的结果应该是成全完备。
He describes it as being mature and complete, not lacking anything.
他描述是使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
Elsewhere in God's word, it's described in other terms.
在圣经的另外一个地方，描述这个用了另外一个词。
It's called Christ-likeness.
乃是说到像基督。
It's called godliness.
乃是说到要虔诚。
It's called being conformed to his image.
乃是说到要磨成基督的样式。
And this is the end result that true followers of Christ aim for.
这个正是我们真实跟随基督的人所要定的目标。
That's why James says, count your trials with joy.
所以雅各才说我们要在试验当中以为大喜乐。
Rejoice because these sufferings put you on the path to the goal that you desire.
乃是因为这个苦难乃是成为我们到达目标的一个路径。
Now, if our goal is not Christ-likeness, if our goal is not what James describes, then James says we have the wrong goal.
当然，雅各说到，如果说我们的目标并不是要成为基督的样式，那我们的目标就犯错了。
If our goal is worldly prosperity or comfort,then trials and sufferings are never going to be a good thing for you.
如果说我们的标杆是为着世界上面的富有的话，那么我们在经历过这些试验和苦难的时候，它永远都不会是我们想要的。
You're never going to be able to count them or consider them as pure joy.
你也不可能在这些情形当中以为大喜乐。
Because it's not leading to the goal that you desire.
因为这个不能够叫我们达到我们的标杆。
And so when trials come, we get angry or disillusioned at God.
所以当这些试验来的时候，我们好像对神就失去了盼望。
We say, God, I can't understand why you would let these things happen to me.
因为你可能会问说，神啊，我根本就不了解为什么你要叫这些事情临到我。
God, didn't you say that all things work for my good?
神啊，你不是说万事互相效力吗？
Well, let's take a look very quickly at Romans chapter 8.
我们很快的来看一下罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says this.
罗马书第八章二十八节这样说道。
And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
For those whom he foreknew, he also destined to be conformed to the image of his son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
And those whom he predestined, he also called.And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified.
预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
So you see here in Romans, Paul says exactly the same thing as James.
所以我们看到在罗马书这边保罗所说的与雅各说的乃是同一回事。
He says that all things work together for good.
因为他说万事互相效力叫爱神的人得益处。
But what good?
但是这个益处是什么呢？
He says the good is that we would be conformed into the image of God's Son.
他还是说到这个益处乃是叫我们能够磨成他儿子的模样。
And so that he continues that whom he justified, he also glorifies.
所以他这边又说到他称为义的人、所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
That is, if Jesus has got a hold of you and saves you in the beginning, he will bring you to glory.
所以也就是说如果神他一开始拯救了你那么他就要叫他就要叫你得荣耀。
He will take you from being broken and sinful, and he will bring you to look like himself.
他将会把我们从原来破碎不堪、充满罪的叫我们能够进入到像他模样。
Ephesians chapter 1, 3 to 6 says this.
以弗所书第一章第三节到第六节这样说道。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him.
就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
In love he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will.
又因爱我们就按着自己旨意所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
To the praise of his glorious grace with which he blessed us in the beloved.
使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
So the purpose behind our salvation election is that we should be holy.
所以，我们被拣选、被救赎的，他最后的目的，他后面的原因，乃是要叫我们能够成为圣洁。
That we are to be holy, and that will give glory to God the Father.
我们成为圣洁，能够为神带来荣耀。
So take for example as an illustration, a baby, a child.
所以我们做个比喻，如果说我们看一个婴孩的话。
When a baby is first conceived, its goal is not to be comfortable in the womb.
我们知道当怀孕的时候，这个宝宝在母腹里面，他的目标不是要在那边过得舒适。
The womb is just a temporary safe place to give the baby time to grow and get ready for the next stage of life.
因为这个在这个母腹只是短暂时的给这个宝宝让他能够成长以便迎接接下来的阶段。
The baby has to go through the hardships of labor in order to be born.
所以宝宝他也必须要经过生产之苦以致能够顺利的出生。
And then after that, the baby has to go through many other growing pains in order to grow physically and emotionally into an adult.
而这些婴孩他也必须在人生当中经历过一些身体上面的和情感上面的痛苦叫他们能够长大成人。
So that's why James is telling us to rejoice in trials.
所以雅各才告诉我们说我们要在试验当中以为大喜乐。
Because this is the thing that's going to cause you to grow and mature.
因为这些事情来是叫我们能够成长叫我们能够成熟。
If you are going through trials, you are on the path to the goal that we desire as Christians.
如果我们现在正在经历试验的话我们就在通往我们所想要的那个目标的路上。
This process is what Paul describes as Christ being formed in us.
这个过程保罗是这样描述它的，乃是叫基督在我们里面成型。
Now, James is telling us to do something that's obviously harder than just having a positive attitude.
当然，雅各在这边叫我们所做的要远比我们只是拥有一个乐观的心态要来得更难。
Changing our attitude toward trials and persevering in faith until its full end requires something that we don't have in ourselves.
在经历试验并且叫我们能够忍耐这个过程当中所需要的当然不是我们里面自己所拥有的。
It requires true wisdom.
因为他所需要的是真智慧。
So James continues in verse 5.
所以雅各在第五节继续说道
If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him.
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐于众人，也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
Wisdom is the exercise or application of knowledge.
智慧，它乃是对我们的知识的一个操练。
So human wisdom is the exercise of human knowledge.
而我们人的智慧呢，乃是对着我们人所知道的一些信息的一些锻炼，一些应用。
So before all the schools are closed, when our kids are going to school, they're learning knowledge.
所以当学校关闭之前呢，这个孩子他们去学校，他要学习一些知识。
And my oldest daughter was just learning how to count money.
而我的大女儿现在正在学习怎样数钱。
So that's knowledge.
所以这个是知识。
Knowing what each bill is and what each coin is.
她要学习这个纸币是多少钱，这个硬币是多少钱。
So now when she's old enough to actually have some money, Wisdom would be knowing how to give the proper amount to the store clerk when she's buying something.
所以当她渐渐长大的时候可以用钱了，那么她到店里面去的时候，她就开始知道说要花多少钱买多少东西，这就是智慧。
That's wisdom, the application of the knowledge that you have.
这个就是对于知识的应用，也就是智慧。
But biblical wisdom is primarily moral.
但是在圣经中里面的智慧更多的是从道德层面来说的。
What sets it apart from just human wisdom is it's the exercise of the knowledge of God.
所以就是对着神知识的一个应用和操练。
So for example, at the end of Matthew chapter 6 in the Sermon on the Mount.
所以在马太福音第六章的结束的时候
we obtain the knowledge that God cares for our needs.
我们知道在那边圣经讲到神他关心神百姓的需求。
Just as God cares for the flowers or the birds, he cares for us.
就好像神他关心这些花草和鸟的需要，他也关心我们的需要。
In fact, Jesus tells us that God cares for us much, much more.
当然耶稣告诉我们说神关心我们的程度远超过他关心花草和鸟的需要。
So taking this knowledge and applying it becomes wisdom.
所以当我们拿这些知识并且对它进行操练的时候它就成为我们的智慧。
Because we know that he cares for us, we can live a life free from worry and focus on God's kingdom.
所以因为我们对这些因为我们知道神爱我们，所以我们在生活当中能够过着没有忧虑的生活。
That's biblical wisdom.
这个是圣经里面所讲的智慧。
So biblically, wisdom has the ability to discern right from wrong, good from evil.
所以圣经的智慧也叫我们能够有分辨的能力，从好当中分辨出坏来，从恶当中分辨出善来。
It enables us to see history from a divine perspective.
也叫我们能够在历史当中从属神的角度来看这些事件。
That's the application of knowing who God is.
这个正是对于我们知道神是谁的一个操练。
So if we have this kind of wisdom, we will be able to see how God uses all the trials and hardships of our life.
所以如果我们有这样的智慧，我们就知道神在我们的生命当中放进去试验和艰难的用意。
To know that he uses these to sanctify us.
我们知道神用这些试验乃是要洁净我们。
And so knowing God uses these trials, we apply them, we apply that knowledge, and we can consider these trials pure joy.
所以因为我们知道这所有因为我们知道以上的这一些叫我们能够在经历过试验的时候能够以为有大喜乐。
The Apostle Paul said it this way.
使徒保罗是这样说的。
That I consider the future glory to be so much greater than these light and momentary troubles.
他说到要来的这些荣耀要比我们现在所经历的这些要大的多。
Because he's looking at the product to what these trials produce in his life.
因为我们所看到的是这些试验所要在我们的生命里面所产生的结果。
So how do we obtain this kind of wisdom?
那这样的智慧我们要怎样来得着呢?
Well, Paul says, I mean, James says, we just ask God.
雅各告诉我们,我们就寻求神。
We don't need to fear, and we don't need to wonder if God is going to give it to us.
我们不需要害怕，也不需要怀疑到底神会不会给我们。
Because James says that he gives generously to all without finding fault.
因为他这边是说到他是那厚赐于众人，也不斥责人的神。
My children are usually very loud until they ask for something.
我的孩子们呢，他们平常都很吵闹，直到他们要开始向我要东西的时候。
So they can be playing and they will be so loud, but then when one of them wants a snack, then they'll come and they'll just, their voice will turn into a whisper.
当他们在那边疯狂的玩耍的时候，很大声的时候，但他们如果那个时候他向我要一些零食，他们的声音就变得极其的微小。
Why does this happen?
这是为什么呢?
It's because of shyness and fear.
那是因为他们开始变得害羞和害怕。
I don't know whether I'm allowed to ask.
因为他们不确定他们是否应该他们是否会得到他们所想要的。
What if it's not snack time?
如果现在还不到吃零食的时间呢?
They're afraid that they're not going to get what they want.
因为他们害怕他们所要的他们会得不着。
But James tells us, ask, and you will definitely get it.
但是雅各却告诉我们应当要求并且我们一定会得到。
He's not going to find fault in what you're asking for, and he's not going to be stingy.
神他并不会斥责你。他也不会吝啬。
James is 100% sure that if you ask, you are definitely going to receive.
所以雅各他是说到，如果我们求，我们就一定会得到。
Jesus himself gives us the encouragement in Matthew chapter 7.
耶稣他自己在马太福音第七章的时候，他也给了我们一样的劝句。
Jesus says, if you then are who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
他是说到我们在地上的父母他们会给我们所求的更何况我们的天父他必将圣灵和智慧赐给我们。
That God gives sincerely to his children that ask even more, even better than us human fathers or human mothers give to our children.
神所给我们的乃是他所真诚的要给我们并且超过我们生身的父母 所可以给我们的。
He's gone so far as to even give us his one and only son.
他甚至愿意为此付上他儿子的代价。
What else is he going to withhold from us?
还有什么能够让我们不去寻求他呢?
But there is one situation that James says We can ask, but we're not going to receive.
但是雅各说到有一种情形是我们寻求却得不着的。
And that's in verse 6.
这就是第六章第六节所说的。
James says, but when he asks, he must believe and not doubt.
雅各说只要凭着信心求一点不疑惑。
Verse 7, that man should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man.
因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪被风吹动翻腾。这样的人不要从主那里得着什么。
So what interferes with the asking is doubt.
所以在这边会阻碍我们得到寻求的东西的那就是怀疑。
Because doubt is the opposite of belief, of faith.
因为怀疑它的对立面正是信心、相信。
In verse 7, it's the same as being double-minded.
所以第七节这边所说的也就是心怀二意的。
What does this mean?
心怀二意是什么意思呢？
Well, being double-minded is the exact opposite of being pure in heart.
这个心怀二意它的对立面正是清心。
Pure in heart is from a Sermon on the Mount again from Matthew chapter 5.
清心是耶稣在说到八福的时候用到的一个词。
Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
耶稣说清心的人有福了因为他们必得见神。
When something is pure, it is something that's free from other things mixed in.
所以当我们讲到一个东西它很清很纯的时候乃是说到它里面没有其他杂质。
So pure gold doesn't have other metals mixed in.
所以纯金它里面不应该有其他金属。
Pure maple syrup doesn't have anything in it other than just maple syrup.
所以纯糖浆里面它也不应该有其他的物质掺杂在里面。
So a pure heart that God calls blessed is a heart that has only one thing in it.
所以这个有福的人清心的人它里面也只有一样东西。
It's a heart that is devoted to God and nothing else.
因为这样的心它只追求神而不是其他任何东西。
And so, if you are double-minded, you have God in your heart, but you also have something else.
所以对于一个心怀二意的人，他里面有神，但同时他也有另外一个东西。
It's like if, say, a man is getting married, and he not only has his wife on his mind, but he has another woman.
就像一个正要快要结婚的人，他的心里面所想的，除了他的未来的太太以外，他还想着另外一个女人。
So James says, if we are double-minded, then we are unstable.
所以雅各告诉我们，如果我们心怀二意，那我们不稳定。
We're trying to serve two different masters or two different gods.
因为我们这个时候，我们想要服侍两个神，两个主人。
You're divided because on one hand you want to follow God, but then on the other hand you want to do something else.
因为在一方面你想要为着神做一些事情，但是另外一方面你却又想要做其他事情。
And so that is why James calls it doubt.
这边也就是雅各为什么说到怀疑。
It's doubt because you don't know exactly what you want.
你怀疑是因为你根本就不知道你想要的是什么。
You're reading James and you're hearing about the perfection that comes with trials.
当我们读雅各所说的话的时候，我们知道经过试验，我们就会得到完全。
And so when you're praying for wisdom, you're praying that God would do His work in you through that trial.
所以你在祷告的时候，你就祷告神说，借着这样的试验，神要在我们里面工作。
But if we're double-minded, part of us wants something completely different.
但是如果我们心怀二意的话，我们心里面所想的可能是完全不一样的东西。
What comes to my mind is in one of those fairy tales about giants that have two heads.
所以就想到说在童话故事里面讲到一个巨人他有两个脑袋。
And these giants are always not very dangerous because one head argues with the other head.
虽然他是个巨人但他却不是很危险因为他们两个脑袋想要的东西不一样。
They're not unified in where they want to go or what they want to do.
他们不能因着要去哪里要做什么而达成共识。
So James says it's the same thing with us if we have this double-mindedness.
所以这边雅各说的我们也是一样我们不能心怀二意。
Don't expect to receive from God when you pray for wisdom because you don't really know what you want.
所以当我们祷告的时候我们不要期望神会给我们智慧因为我们不知道我们要的是什么。
Be single-minded.
我们要心怀一意。
If we follow God and God alone, then what He desires for us will be our desires as well.
当我们寻求神的一心一意寻求神的时候，神所要的也就会是我们所要的。
And so when we have the single-mindedness, we can go through the trials and we can look at them and say, "Wow, I'm so glad, I'm so thankful for these trials."
所以如果我们一心一意寻求神当我们经历过试验的时候我们就会说哇我因着神所给我的我里面十分的喜乐。
Because when I go through these trials, I'm developing perseverance.
因为当我经历过这些试验的时候我里面就产生了忍耐。
And as I'm going through these trials, perseverance is growing and maturing me and making me perfect.
当我经历过这些试验的时候当我忍耐经过他们的时候里面就渐渐得以完全。
It's making me holy. It's making me into the very image of Jesus Christ.
这叫我变得圣洁叫我能够逐渐有基督的样式。
So let me end with verse 12.
所以我们让我结束在第十二节。
James said, Blessed is the man who perseveres under trials.Because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him.
忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
So, scattered church, we're all undergoing various kinds of trials and hardships right now.
所以我们现在的教会情形当我们分散的时候我们每一个人都经历过不同的试验。
We're going through hardships in our jobs, in the economy.
我们可能正在经历着因着市场受影响我们正在经历着工作当中的一些艰难。
We're going through hardships in our health.
我们可能正在经历我们健康上身体健康上面的一些艰难。
We've been going through hardships of getting all that we need from the grocery store.
甚至我们因着我们不能够在超市里面买到我们所想要的东西而有的艰难。
James says, count it all joy when you experience different kinds of trials.
这边雅各告诉我们当我们经历着各式各样的艰难的时候我们要以为大喜乐
It's my prayer for us as a church that's separated that we would use this precious time
所以这是我的祷告盼望说在我们教会经历过这样的情形的时候能够叫我们能够去珍惜这段的时间
This is a precious time that is not to be wasted
因为这是一个极其宝贵的时期盼望我们不要白白浪费掉。
Use this time wisely.
让我们能够有智慧的应用这段时间。
Use it to refine your faith and develop perseverance.
用这段的时期叫我们能够操练我们的信心叫我们能够产生忍耐。
So that when this current trial is over and we get back to maybe our normal way of life, we may find ourselves more Christ-like then than we are now.
所以当我们经历过这些情形的时候，当我们再次回到教会的时候，盼望我们能够发现，哎，我有了更多的忍耐，我也更多的像基督。
Let's pray.
我们一同来祷告。
Heavenly Father, you know the trials and hardships that we are going through right now.
亲爱的天父，我知道你明白我们现在所经历的试验。
And Lord, we do not deny that it's painful and it's hard.
主，我们不得，我们不能否认说今天的试验是艰难的，是痛苦的。
But yet, Lord, because of what you have said in your word, let us help us to count this time, to consider it as a joyful time.
主要，但是因着你在圣经里面所说的，帮助我们，叫我们能够经历这些试验的时候，仍然以为大喜乐。
Give us wisdom to see how you are using this time to sanctify us.
主要，帮助我们，叫我们能够利用这段时间，能够洁净我们。
Give us wisdom to see you forming us.
给我们智慧，叫我们能够看见你在我们里面长成。
Putting to death the sinful things in our lives.
叫我们能够看见在生命当中你叫我们的旧我死去。
And leading us on to perfection.
但是要叫我们能够逐渐达到完全。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us close our time together by singing one more song, It is Well With My Soul.
最后我们一同再来唱一首的诗歌，在诗歌本494首。
Christ have been guarded my heart.
Praise you that we can declare together, it is well with our souls.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们称颂你，因为我们可以宣称，我们因着在你里面，我们毫无恐惧。
It is well with our souls because you have sent Jesus Christ to die for our sins.
我们的魂灵可以得到安息，是因着你自己将你的爱子耶稣为我们死去。
That those sins that were so horrible, now we can count them as bliss.
主啊，这些罪恶虽然极其的可怖，主啊，但是我们却看它如同无有。
Because we see those sins and we see them as put and nailed on Christ, and they are atoned for completely.
因为我们看见这些罪。他们与基督一同已经钉了十字架，已经完全的没有。
And now, Lord, send us out to each one to our days.
主啊，现在你差遣我们，叫我们能够活着过每一天的生活。
Giving us that assurance that it is still well with our souls.
主啊，求你给我们有一个确据，叫我们里面仍然有安息。
That we can look at our trials.And know this is how you are achieving glory in our lives.
叫我们看见我们现在所经历的试验，乃是你放在我们里面，为着要我们得着荣耀。
Lord, so I pray for perseverance for all of us.
主，因此我为着弟兄姊妹里面的忍耐，我向你祷告。
Lord, I pray for everyone going through troubles and trials.
主，为着那些正在经历难处和试验的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Lord, for those who are in need, Lord, be that great provider.
主要为着那些需求的弟兄姊妹，求你成为你，求你自己成为他们需求的供应者。
For those that are in worry or being stressed out, Lord, be their comforter and source of strength.
主要为着那些忧虑的，主要我们求你成为他们的安慰者，成为他们的能力。
To those who are lonely at home, Lord, be their constant companion.
主要为着那些孤单独自一人的，主要我们求你成为他们的陪伴。
Lord, we thank you that you hear our prayers.
我们感谢你，因着你听到我们的祷告。
We thank you that we can ask of you and you will generously give.
我们感谢你，主要因为我们所寻求的，主要你就赐给我们。
Lord, so we thank you as we have spent time together online and as we have spent time in your word, we thank you for that peace that passes all understanding.
主要为着我们早上的这点时间，为着你给我们机会能够读你的话语，我们向你感谢，也为着你在我们里面的平安，我们向你感恩。
That we may go on with our week, knowing that it is well with our souls.
主要让我们在经历过这些环境的时候，叫我们知道因着你，我们里面有安息。
And we pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣大能的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We thank you for all of you for joining us this morning.
我们谢谢弟兄姊妹今天早上能够一同在这边在线上聚会。
We ask for your grace and forgiveness on any technical problems that we had.
我们也请弟兄姊妹能够原谅，如果在这过程当中出现一些技术上面的问题。
We will continue to streamline this and make it better in weeks to come.
我们在接下来的几周里面，我们仍然会在线上聚会，我们也希望能够对这个线上直播进行提高。
So thank you again for worshiping with us.
我们谢谢弟兄姊妹今天早上与我们一同参加崇拜。
And may God's grace and peace be upon you.
我们愿主耶稣他的恩典和平安与我们众弟兄姊妹同在。
Thank you everyone and we'll see you next week.
好，谢谢，我们下一周再见。
Goodbye.
好，再见。